tuned in to the Dorothy and Billy Show. We are two 30-year-old guys, one happily married and one happily divorced. We are going to talk about life, current events, sports, and anything else the only way we know how. Let's go.
I guess you know.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of FaceTime Confessions. We appreciate all of you tuning in again. If this is your first time, we hope you enjoy. If this is your second or third or fourth time, we hope you enjoy it as much as the first couple times. And
if it's your last time, then we really hope that you reconsider.
We hope you reconsider your life, and we hope you come back. Because maybe this episode isn't as good as the others, but this will be. We think it's going to be good.
And you never say that, dude. You never say that about something you're doing.
If you haven't given us a rating,
don't make people question what they're doing.
Okay, you know what? I'm trying to tell. I'm trying to make a call to action right now, Dorothy. I'm trying to call to action what they need to do. What they need to do is if they like what they're listening to and they like us, they really need to give us a 5-star rating, don't they?
Well, not when you say we may not be the best out there.
You know what? I said that because I'm trying to be humble right now. It's called humility. It's called a thing. It's an attractive trait. Okay, so
it's an attractive trait.
An attractive trait. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's nice, but that's nice. Okay.
Okay, that's nice. Good. So now we can move on. But yeah, anyways, guys, if you guys want to give us a 5-star rating, we would love it because we are trying to build this podcast up to the highest mountains and the tallest towers and up to the clouds. We want to go into the clouds. And so that's the goal of the podcast. Okay. Anyways, so let's dive into that first topic today, Dorothy. Dorothy, first off, like we always do, how was your day?
My day was splendid. How was yours?
My day was great. I did some filming, then I did some shipping, and then I did some setting up for the podcast. So all in all, it was good. Anything new happen? How's your job? Is everything good? Did you get confused? Did you make a mistake? What's going on?
It's good.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all we need to know then, I guess. So we'll move on. Dorothy, so first topic today, man. Let's kind of touch on what we talked about at the end, during our last episode, where we talked about social media and relationships. Let's have like an open discussion on that this time to start out. I just kind of wanted to not be reading from something. I thought it might be better if like you and me just discuss what we think about those two things and how they intertwine and if we think it's good or bad. Because now, here's my thing. I don't want to bring personal stuff into this, but social media was good for you. Yes?
Why was it good for me?
Well, didn't you meet your wife on social media?
I mean, that's how we started talking, yes, is through Facebook.
Yeah. So social media was good. Now, question, would you have come across her, or do you think you would have met her the same way if you say Facebook wasn't a thing? Would you have found or met her the same way, you think, or do you think Facebook really helped bring you guys together?
It's the only reason we're together.
It's because of Facebook? Because of
no.
Zuckerberg?
Come on.
Zuckerberg did it. Wow, Zuckerberg's invention brought you and your wife together. That's incredible. I think you owe Zuckerberg your life then.
I don't owe him.
No? Okay.
But
I think he has a lot of money. He doesn't need much, any of anything else, I don't think.
Well, that's something I'm aware of, but I would say that I think that we probably would have crossed paths at some point because, like I said, we have a lot of mutual friends. I think eventually we would have met each other.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
Are you?
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. No. I know a lot of my. I'm trying to think real quick. My
What are
girlfriends,
you doing there?
my past girlfriends. I'm trying to think how many I've met on some sort of social media platform, as opposed to just meeting them in real life. I think I met one in real life, and I think I met one on social media.
Well,
You're not getting the joke. Okay, that's great. Okay.
Oh, you were telling a joke. I'm
Well,
sorry. I wasn't
that
paying
was implying it.
attention.
That was implying I've only had two girlfriends ever, so that was supposed to be funny, but wow, that one didn't work out. Okay.
Why? So it's a joke because you would have only had two girlfriends?
Yeah, in my entire life. So
So
that.
is that implying that for anybody that has only had two significant others, that the joke is on them? What
Oh,
do you say?
great.
What message are you sending to other people out there right now?
I just got myself
Because
into some hot.
I do not like where this is going right now. You
I
need to
just got myself.
apologize.
I just got myself into some hot water, I think.
No, it's more than hot water.
What is it then? Hot
It's
lava?
lava. It's lava.
Yeah,
It's
it's just
lava.
lava. Oh, great. I'm in the lava now. Great. Just burning and melting. Great. No, dude, I think that people who have had significant others for they only had two. I mean, that's awesome that they probably really worked on themselves a lot, and they've really made sure that they were confident in themselves and they loved themselves before they tried to love somebody else. So that's a great thing if they've only had a few, or maybe they've had those few for such a long period of time, and that's also great. I think that people they were able to stay with someone and really commit to someone for that long. Because I think that's a problem is people just want something new and different and fun. So relationships have a hard time lasting, especially with social media and everybody posting pictures and stuff that entice people. And yeah, I don't know. Just my thoughts.
Okay,
So yeah, so I mean, if you've only had a couple, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's like, I can actually applaud you for that. But yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
but what's the but?
What's the but?
What is the but?
The butt is on the body. I don't know. What is the butt? There's no butt.
Can you just for the rest of the podcast, can you just not talk?
Yeah, I'll just be quiet. All right, Dorothy, it's now the Dorothy show, so you take over. I'll be quiet.
Oh man. It's like you were trying to say, I applaud everyone that has been in that situation. And then it seemed like there was going to be a but after that.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about saying something. I was thinking about,
What's on your
but.
mind? Just lay it out. Dude, just lay it out there. Lay it out there. Just be true to everybody here. Be true to yourself. Be true to me.
I was
What do
gonna
you
say,
really want to say?
but maybe if you've only had two, maybe it's because you're not confident in yourself and or nobody likes you. That's hopefully not the case. So.
Wow.
I don't know if it is or not, but hopefully it's not.
Let's try and from here just work our way up to being a little bit more encouraging.
Yeah, let's be more positive on the show.
Okay, so let's touch on something here that unless you had something you were going to go directly into.
I do not. Let's touch on whatever you want to touch on. You can touch it, Dorothy. Touch it all.
Okay, so I guess this can kind of work in conjunction with what we had discussed in our previous episode in regards to social media playing a part. What? So you had mentioned briefly saying that people want something fun and new.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So if we just go down that avenue for a second,
Okay.
is that something that you think every one of us experiences?
I don't think that. I do think that just it's human nature, I think, to be attracted to. I think it's human nature to maybe get bored and maybe just get. Is complacent? Is that a good word to use here? I don't know
So
if that makes sense.
could you say though that that would happen to everybody if it's human nature?
I mean, I think it is, but I think some people just exercise more. Maybe they have like a good more moral foundation, and they're much stronger and rooted in that, and they understand that seeing people on Instagram, you see things, and I think human nature is to automatically like be attracted to people, be attracted to things that are attractive, be attracted to things that you find attractive. That's just human nature. It's going to happen. I do think some people exercise more moral control or control of their you know, what kind of ever sort of was it reflex they might have to that reaction they might have. Like some people
did you say reflux?
Yeah, I said something weird. I said a word that probably hasn't been invented yet. Some people will, you know, reach out. I mean, they'll say something. They'll write a comment, whereas someone else may not like the picture, write a comment, or reach out because, you know, they are more rooted and they're stronger in their base and their morals are, they actually have a good set of morals as opposed to some people that don't have morals. I don't know. Yeah.
What I was more trying to touch on was this idea of somebody finding something fun or something new, something more fun and new.
Okay. More fun and new.
That's what you were talking about. That's what you were talking about before you completely forgot about basically everything in your life. I just wanted to know from you if there was this point in everybody's life or this thing inside of everyone that allows that to happen. I'll just wait for you to stop yawning. Since apparently somebody's bored of this show.
Yeah, no. Okay, so... I mean, you're asking some tough questions here. I got to dig deep. You're making me dig deep.
Well, it wasn't any surprise that we were going to continue this conversation into another episode. And somehow you're still surprised.
I thought we were going to keep it easier than this. Wow, this is... I think that it's hard for people. I don't know. Why don't you tell me your thoughts? Why am I the one answering all these questions?
Like, is my voice on the podcast? Because...
interrogating
me. let's grill Billy and just have me sit here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was because you said you had nothing to add, so I was going to jump right into something. I think that there's always that itch, because I think that, you know, when you experience something new, you know, it's a great feeling. And I'm not going to speak for everyone. I'm not going to speak for anyone else, but you know, I mean, when you meet somebody new, and in my case, when I meet somebody new, it's exciting, right? Like you just got all that stuff going on and you just feel good about life.
Yeah.
And you can't wait to see that person the next time, or you just can't stop thinking about them. You just want to hang out with them and stuff. And eventually, you know, as you settle into the relationship, you know, you just settle down and the stuff kind of goes away just because you're used to it, but that doesn't have to be a bad thing. And I guess the question I want to throw out there is, why is it that some people may take that and use that as a sign or an indication that they shouldn't be with somebody because it's not exciting anymore, or it's not fun, or I've lost these feelings.
Right.
Or, yeah, I'm not really sure. I guess because
I think it's easy to do that no matter who you are. But I also think that if you don't have some sort of strong rooted moral fiber inside of you that, you know, there's not really a whole lot stopping you, especially with the social media. Like today's social media just makes it so easy. I mean, you have a lapse in judgment for like 5 seconds and you could send a message or do something that you'll regret for the rest of your life. So, I mean, depending on, you know, what you say and do, but it's just social media has made it so easy to it's made it so easy for people to show off and to entice others. So it's made it easy in that sense. And then it's also made it very easy for others to be enticed and to do something about their instant feelings that they're having for about whatever someone posted. And it's just, and I think it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. So, can be very dangerous, but yeah, I mean, like I said, there's no, if you don't really have a good moral fiber inside of you, then, you know, there's not a whole lot stopping you from trying to get away with certain things that you can get away with on social media, like private messages, or there's like hidden messages on Facebook. I think you can like do private stuff and be hard for anybody to find out about, man. So yeah, Dorothy.
I'm thinking.
Okay, you think.
I'll keep talking. Well, okay, so you said that. Okay, I'm not going to go
easy.
That route.
It's just so easy. Like I said, it's easy for the enticer, and it's easier for the one being enticed due to social media and what we have today.
Okay,
I mean, elaborate on that.
You have
girls that will post pictures of themselves half naked on Instagram or fully naked, and they got these apps where you can like paint out the things that people shouldn't see. So they're basically naked, then they're just hiding things very, you know, and then there it is. Hey, right there for everybody to see. And then, you know, it's easy to be enticed by that and then to, you know, have a lapse in judgment and reach out and say something that might not be good if you are in a relationship with somebody else. So I don't know. It's just crazy how, you know, I mean, way back when, you know, in our parents' day and age, I mean, there was what, Playboy? So if you wanted to see something naughty, you had to go get a magazine, and it was hard to get. And then even if you got it, it's not like you could reach out to these girls and talk to them. But now it's just like, I mean, Instagram is essentially kind of like, you know, you can post Playboy type photos on Instagram and get away with it, and then people can reach out to these actual real people. And I don't know, man, that's just, it's crazy that's if you look at it that way, it's kind of crazy. So crazy, dangerous, scary, all those things. Just my opinion. Yours now, go.
I think that from what you said, I think the technology that has come along has really made it easier to do this sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Doing things that you shouldn't be doing. And to me, it does raise concerns. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, well, this is what was going on decades and decades and decades ago, you know, before I was born. I can't speak for that time. But, you know, I mean, I can speak for, you know, what I grew up in and how far it's come along.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just really, it concerns me because I can only think from here that there's going to be more stuff that's coming out, and there's always going to be some way around that as far as, what is the word I'm looking for? I'm not thinking of a good word. It's really disappointing right now that I'm not thinking of a word that I want to use for this.
Okay.
Using advanced technology and then just like manipulating it to, you know, one's fleshly desires.
Yeah.
Or anything along those lines. That's what really concerns me because, yeah, I mean, if you can just see what's already out there, and I mean, I feel like a lot of the social media platforms or apps have really had to tighten down or become more strict with content that was filtering through.
Yeah.
And so that to me already says something about how much stuff is going on out there.
Right.
And I think, yeah, I think if you're at a point in your life where you don't really have anything that, I don't know, I don't want to say, I don't want to say it that way. I think if you're at a point where, yeah, you are bored or, see, I can't really speak for anybody though. See, that's so tough because I don't want to speak for anybody. We're giving our opinions, but I don't really know how you can. I mean, there's no conclusion that can be drawn from this, can there? I'm sitting
As
here, I'm
far as
stumped
what? As
about.
far as far as if social media is bad, or as far as what?
Well, my natural tendency is to look for a solution to the problem. And I don't think it's as easy as that.
Right. It's not.
So I mean, and the thing is that everybody is in a different place in life. Some people like we were had said on previous episodes, or at least I think it was the previous episode, is some people just don't use social media very much.
Right.
Some people are on it, frequently, and some people are on it all the time. I just, it's just a lot of it depends on where you're at and maybe even what you grew up doing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
Yeah. I agree.
and I mean, is this going to be the kind of stuff that is this going to be the kind of stuff that makes you not trust somebody? It is.
As far as if they do this kind of stuff?
You said yes, and then you're
Well,
like
because I'm
asking
trying
me
to, I mean, it
questions.
sounds like that's what you're asking, but now I want to make sure. So, as far as like if they're doing this kind of stuff or what?
Well, I mean, if we're currently discussing the dangers of social media when it pertains to relationships and human beings, is this not something that you'd think about if you were with somebody that really cared about, you really loved?
If the person I loved was doing this, or if I was with somebody I loved and I saw someone else doing this.
You.
Me.
Yes, you.
What about me? I'm confused. You gotta help me out. What are we
I don't
talking?
know. Oh my goodness.
Are you
So the
talking?
person that you're with.
Yes. The person I'm with. If they're doing this
So.
kind of if they're doing this kind of stuff.
Yes.
Okay. I would say I'd be very concerned.
Okay, well, I guess the question that I was asking really wasn't clear then because see, now
Was it?
I'm just in a jumble.
Yeah.
I don't even know, I don't even know where to go.
Sounds like you're in a jungle. Are
I'm
you
actually in the forest.
needing to come back to civilization again? Do you
Because
want to
see,
come
here's the
back to
thing.
civilization?
Just be quiet. So here's the thing.
Okay.
So if I think it a lot of it depends on where you're at. So and I had basically said that just not too long ago.
Yeah, you said
But
that before.
you're the only one laughing.
I know, isn't that terrible?
Oh, I think that, if you're somebody that's not doing this stuff, if you're somebody that's not really using social media and its applications, then you may be one that doesn't even see this as a major issue. You might be aware that it's going on, but you don't really think about it too much, maybe. So, but there are people that have been hurt through social media, finding out things that they shouldn't find out, or they weren't supposed to find out.
Correct.
Wow, you really came prepared for this. I feel like I have to do 90% of the
Oh, bro, this
talking.
is your time. I just talk for a bunch.
It's
This is
not my.
your
You're the
time to
one. You're.
share. Okay, fine.
My.
You want me to step in again, Dorothy? Fine, I'll step in and I'll take over again. Okay, so, yeah, I feel like if your significant other is doing something like this and posting stuff like this, I mean, I think it comes down to how much you trust them and how much freedom you give them. And I feel like, you should give your obviously give your partner freedom, and that you should never, be in control of them, I guess. So if they want to do it, they can do it, but then it depends on how much you can trust them, because I guarantee you they're gonna get messages, and I guarantee there's gonna be people that reach out to them. And then I think it just,
You guarantee that they're gonna get messages?
oh
What do you
yeah.
mean?
Do you
What are you talking about?
okay, so you don't think if an attractive person posts a somewhat provocative photo that someone is gonna maybe reach out to them and say something?
Well, I mean, that's if they post something provocative, though.
Right, so you're talking not provocative.
Well, you're just talking about like if it comes down to whether or not you can trust the person that you're with. So assuming this is somebody that is your significant other,
Yeah.
they would most likely not be doing stuff like this, because if they were, then maybe you would be less attracted to them and you wouldn't be dating in the first place.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, again, though, I think I don't want to like generalize for all people. I think there are guys out there who don't care what girls do, what their women do, what their partners do. I don't know how the proper way. I don't want to like offend people, or
Okay,
I don't
so
want to say it wrong. So I think it comes down to, what you're okay with. Some people are okay with certain things, some people aren't okay with those things. You got to find someone who aligns with you and who's not gonna, make you jealous, nervous, scared, stuff like
wait.
that.
Okay, elaborate on that. You don't want to be with somebody who what is going to
Who's
make
going?
you.
If you're somebody who lacks trust, or who is easily fearful of things happening in your relationship with a partner, being with a partner then that is more open and out there and public in the public eye, probably is not a person that you are going to mesh with, or you probably should be with. So,
Okay,
I mean, but
so
I think there's people for, I think there's someone for everybody. So, I don't want to say that people who do that aren't good people or anything like that. I'm just saying that you got to find the person that is best for you. I don't know.
but even in light of that, though, don't you think that somebody who is not confident in themselves and they lack trust, don't you think that that person should work on that regardless of whatever situation they're in
Oh,
with somebody?
they absolutely should. They absolutely should. But I do think that it's also something, I think, where they might need to help them become more confident. And I guess I don't know on this. This is something that's up for debate. But to me, it would seem like that if you were with somebody who made you feel more confident, it would help you grow. Maybe. So, being with somebody who makes your confidence dwindle is not a good choice if you're struggling with confidence. But obviously you should be, trying to make yourself better.
Okay, so I feel like I slightly disagree with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I feel like I have no problem with your partner, your significant other building you up. I mean, they should be doing that and encouraging you and making you feel good. That's
Right.
part of it.
Right.
But I think whatever issues that are within oneself, I think that those are things that need to be dealt with. Because whatever's going on with that individual that might have trust issues, I mean, those clearly can't just go away with a snap of a finger. And relying upon somebody else to completely take that away by building their confidence and, you know, trying to build their trust back up and all these other things that might go along with that, may not be the best way to do that.
Okay.
And I think that's just part of the journey for every single person, is that, you know, some people might naturally be more energetic and positive and enthusiastic. So
yep.
maybe it's not as difficult for them. And other people may not have that because of certain circumstances that have happened to them along the way, you know, as they've gotten older, which have led to them not having confidence and a lack of trust in people. Whatever the case may be, I think it ultimately comes down to the individual to deal with those things inside of themselves, and then, you know, work towards that. You know, try to find some freedom from that, but also at the same time give yourself grace. I mean,
well,
if you're so hard.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Just keep going.
Well, you better say something now that you interrupted me.
I better
My
talk
goodness.
Now. Well, no. So I actually have a really good question. I want to break off and start a new topic now because of what you just said. I have a question for you. So, yes, obviously someone should work on themselves and becoming more confident. That's, you know, something that someone needs to do on their own for themselves. But so are you saying that someone who lacks confidence, what happens if someone just isn't able to get that confidence and they've been working, but they just can't get it? Are you saying that someone like, you know, that shouldn't be in a relationship until they can somehow build that confidence up? Or, I mean, can they be with somebody or can they not be with somebody? Or what are your thoughts? I mean, what's up with that?
They can do whatever they want.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that if they do that, it may be hard. It may make things more difficult.
Right.
If you don't have time, if you don't make the time to put forth towards yourself, keep in mind that you're bringing somebody else into your life while you're trying to deal with these majorly difficult issues that you could have.
Yep.
And so having somebody else in your life means that they're going to see a lot of that stuff, and that could complicate things and
right.
make it potentially worse than it was before.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying, okay, anybody that has issues, don't date until it's 100%, you know, resolved and taken care of. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, I think there's like a certain line that can be drawn as far as when one might be more ready to do something like that, when they're far enough along in the process.
Okay.
Of reflecting on themselves and just working on the things that they're struggling with. I mean, to me, I don't know that I can say that somebody is incapable of gaining confidence. Like, why would that be? I mean, I guess I don't know of all the variables that could play into that, but why would somebody not be able to have confidence in themselves if they work towards it?
See, I feel like they can and they will. I mean, hopefully they will. But I also think that maybe something that might help speed the process along is being with a partner who just breeds that confidence into them. You know, maybe their confidence
No,
is
no.
With, maybe their confidence is with, you know, they don't ever feel like they're good enough. And so maybe being with a partner that, maybe they find someone who just makes them feel so good and like they're so great will finally help break down those walls and those barriers that are keeping them from feeling like they are, you know, so good and so great. And, you know, I think maybe a partner that, you know, can do that for somebody might actually help them out a lot. I don't know.
I disagree.
You disagree? Wow. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So you don't think a partner that is going to give someone confidence who's lacking confidence is a good thing?
Okay. So I think that, like I said, I don't have any problem with somebody finding somebody for themselves.
Okay.
And then that person is the kind of person that can build them up and help, you know, help them along in their journey of life.
Okay.
But it depends on how severe the issues or problems are that they have in their life that would really like determine what's going on, because I just don't think that, and you don't nobody, you know, nobody has to agree with me here. I mean, if they disagree, that's fine. You know,
I
we all have
disagree.
our perspective on it.
I
I figured you
disagree.
did, but
I disagree.
I just think that if you're in such a place where you are in, where you really, really need somebody to come along to help build you up, I just think that that's, it's really dangerous because we're all human beings and we are all fragile in a sense. So if you're completely relying upon somebody else
Yeah.
to be the solution in your life to making you feel better, I just think that's dangerous because you're relying upon them to make you feel better and they're just as human as you are. And
Yeah.
so if they have bad days and you're relying upon them to lift you up and they don't do it, then it's just going to feel like things are falling apart, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I just think that that's really dangerous. And I just think that there's a certain level of this that really, you know, to where you draw the line, and if you cross it, it's then it's just, I don't know that I think it would be healthy, but so
Yeah.
like if somebody so if, say if I had if I was having confidence issues, and you know, growing up, I definitely did. For various reasons,
You had confidence issues? Wow.
we don't have the we don't have the time for me to elaborate in detail
Dorothy had confidence
what these
issues. Well,
factors.
let me all let's recap real quick for everybody, just so, 'cause no one can see you, Dorothy. So let's just recap. Dorothy has never had a problem getting a woman in his entire life. And so I don't know why he wasn't confident, but we'll let him keep that to himself. And you can continue, Dorothy, but I just want the viewers to know that have a picture of you, someone who has never had a problem getting a girl. So keep going.
It's so irrelevant, it's not even funny. It's so irrelevant to this conversation.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay, so if I was a person that was really struggling with confidence and I couldn't trust anybody and there was somebody that came along that I was, you know, interested in and like whatever stuff happened to me in the past was kind of still inside of me to where it hadn't reached the surface. Maybe somehow that could be tied into my strong desire for somebody to come along into my life, somebody that could help me to be really happy. But I think that that part of it is kind of unhealthy if I'm just looking for somebody that I want to make me really happy and thinking that that can fix my problems. I don't know that that's such a great idea. I personally think that if there's stuff going on in your life, it's not a bad idea to take a look at that stuff before you get into a serious relationship because that can play a major role and have a major impact on your relationship with that other person. So I just think that for a lot of this, it is good to look into that. I mean, for, you know, for myself in my own life, you know, I definitely took some digging because there's a lot of things that came, you know, came up that I was like, why do I do stuff like this? Why do I do this? You know, why do I do that? And again, I won't go into detail, but it's just stuff like that that I noticed was becoming a problem in my life. And before I got anything really serious, and it seemed like it was something that needed to at least be handled enough to where, you know, I could move through life and manage that as opposed to just like falling apart at the seams and not even knowing how to look at my issues, you know what I mean? So, and again, everybody's different with where they're at, so you can be the judge of that, you know, your own life, but I don't know. I think that's part of the problem in these days is that, you know, we all want to find somebody. I get that. Like, we all want to be happy.
Well, I think we all want to be
And
happy. We should all want to be happy.
yeah. And I mean, it's easy to use that excitement and that new good feeling, you know, that you have for somebody to kind of fill the void that you have in your own life. It's easy to do that. And I'm saying that because of how I've experienced that for myself growing up. So I'm just saying, I think that it's capable, you know, you're, if you're a human being, which we are in this case, like it's, you're capable of doing that. We're capable. I mean, it doesn't mean that everybody, you know, necessarily does that, but we're all capable, right?
I'd like to think so.
Some of us are just, you know, naturally are more able to handle their stuff, you know, and they're just on top of it than others. That's just, we're all different, you know, that's just how it is. But I feel like we're running a little long on this topic, and it's such a heavy topic that, I mean, I guess we could even continue for another episode. I don't know how
I think
much
we
time we
do.
have. Do we have enough time to cover the last segment, or should we?
Yeah, we do. We do. We have enough
We
time.
do.
Yeah, we will cut it a little short, keep it a little shorter, but we definitely have time to cover it. Yeah, we can definitely talk about more on this. I mean, this is good to go on for so long. And
Yes.
me and Dorothy don't agree on this at all, so we can definitely debate this for quite a while, and I just don't want to run too long here or over because we promised at the end of the last episode that we were going to both give our top 10 players in the NBA, our thoughts on who those top 10 players are, right? So for the sports nuts out there who are waiting for this, here it is. It's coming right at you like a fastball out of Randy Johnson's hand into your mitt.
Just say the list.
Okay, maybe you should go first. Jeez.
No, you're going first.
Okay, fine. I'm going first. Here we go. My list of the top 10 players in the NBA, according to what I see in my head. Giannis, LeBron, Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, Porzingis, DeRozan, and Lillard. Those are my top 10.
Okay, so,
If you notice that I only said
oh my
Lillard.
goodness, oh my goodness, I'm gonna, oh
Is your
I
list the
don't,
exact same as mine?
I just, I don't even understand.
Is your list the same as mine?
Okay, so I'm gonna try not to let my blood boil. I'm gonna
Okay, well, it
try
sounds like it is.
not to let the blood pressure rise.
Did you
I'm gonna
not like my
try to
picks?
stay, I'm gonna try to stay calm and level-headed
Please
when I
do.
ask this question. What on earth were you thinking when you put Porzingis in there?
Well, Porzingis is a great player, so I don't know why
Okay,
I wouldn't
I'm
put
gonna
him there.
throw out one simple fact for you.
Okay, go for it.
He's hurt.
Doesn't make him a less better of a player just because he's hurt.
Okay, by that same argument, then I guess I could put DeMarcus Cousins in your list.
You could if you wanted, but I don't like DeMarcus Cousins as a player, so.
Look, that doesn't matter. We're talking about their talent level. We're not talking about if you like them as a person.
No, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I
My
don't think
goodness.
that, that's what I'm saying. I don't think Cousins is as good as any of the players I listed.
What?
I don't think Cousins is a top
Oh
10
my
player. I
goodness.
don't think he's a top 10 player. I don't know what's so hard to believe about that. Just he's
You
not
should have
very good.
Kawhi Leonard on your li You should have Kawhi Leonard on your list
Kawhi
who
Leonard is
didn't
the
even play
biggest
half the
joke.
season. Oh my
Kawhi Leonard is the
goodness.
biggest joke.
But you have Porzingis in there who, yes, is a
Porzingis
good
drops like
player.
40 points a game every game when he's not
No, he
hurt.
doesn't. See now I know that you didn't do any research because you're saying stuff like that.
Well, we weren't
Now I
supposed to. We
know.
weren't supposed to research. We were supposed to just, off the top of our head, who are the best players we think
Oh
in the
my
NBA, top
goodness.
10. And that's what we did, off the top of our head.
I was saying for your sake, since you don't know the NBA, as you admitted in a previous episode, you should have done that.
Okay, well, you know what? I think you should have researched too, so maybe there you go.
I should have researched when I haven't even given you my list.
Yeah, because I'm sure your list has some pretty terrible picks on it, so let's hear your list, Dorothy.
As you've acknowledged that I know more than you about basketball, that makes a lot of sense, Billy.
Doesn't mean you have good picks.
Oh
Doesn't mean
my
your picks are the right
goodness.
picks. Let's hear what you got. Let's go.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I have LeBron, Durant, Curry, Irving, Harden, Westbrook, DeRozan, Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, and Giannis
You have Chris Paul. Oh, what a joke. What a joke. Oh, this is hilarious. What is this, a comedy show? Let's just put Chris Paul on the list. Yeah. Oh man. Does Chris Paul pay you to put his name on that list, Dorothy?
Well, technically, he doesn't know me, so.
Well, technically he might. We don't know if he knows you or not. Oh my gosh, Chris Paul, and you're complaining about my Porzingis pick when you've got Chris Paul on yours? Oh my
Yeah, because
gosh.
he's actually playing in
Oh
the
my
regular
gosh, let's
season.
debate this right now. If you had a choice between Porzingis and Chris Paul, you'd
Oh
pick
my
Paul over
goodness.
Porzingis. And they're both healthy, keep in mind, for this hypothetical question.
Oh,
You
are
would
you done?
take Paul over Porzingis. Are you serious?
Yeah, he's one of the best true point guards in the league.
Yeah, but you'd rather have Chris Paul on your team than Porzingis. Porzingis can go inside, outside. He's big. I don't know, man. He's just
That's all
incredible.
you can say. He's big.
I
That's
mean, yeah,
great.
he's a big guy. I mean,
Oh, man.
I'm sure. Okay. You know what? Let's do it this way. Well, I don't know how. Never mind. I don't want to do that.
No, keep going. This is entertaining.
I was gonna say
Keep
let's
going.
t I was gonna say I was gonna say let's have Chris Paul and Porzingis play one on one and see who wins, but. I don't trust Porzingis to be able to like move and stay with Paul because he's so agile and he's so good with the ball. So I don't know. But
Okay, well, thanks for helping my side.
see Paul's getting old though, and he's basically bald now, so he basically means he's
Yeah,
old.
that's definitely a reason why he's not very good because he's bald.
Yeah. Oh man. I mean Chris Paul, he's 32 years old, 6 foot. Okay, what about Porzingis? I gotta compare these
Okay.
players now. This is
Are you
seven foot
seriously?
three. 7 foot 3 with an 8 foot wingspan. He's 22 years old. Man. So much more
Okay, so
upside.
I'm not going to pretend that this guy is, I'm not going to pretend that he's like. Okay, I'm just going to. No, I'm not going to do this. Okay, so I'm just going to
Okay.
say this. Porzingis definitely has a lot more upside since he's clearly the younger player. But this does not mean that Chris Paul isn't doing stuff for basically any team that he's played for. I mean, I know he has not won a title, but he very well could this year. And I
He's
still
he
think that he's a
blows it.
legitimate point guard playing in this league. I don't understand why it's asinine for me to have him in this list.
Oh no,
I
it's
mean,
not.
sure, it might be debatable for me to switch him out with maybe another really good point guard that has also not won a title. So I guess maybe we could put Lillard somewhere on that list and take somebody else out. But at this point, I think, I don't know, it's tough because I know Chris Paul is older, like you said, that's valid. I know that Damian Lillard's a little younger. Damian can
Okay,
go
here.
off
I
for.
got a, I got a game we're gonna play here real quick. Okay. There's 2 seconds left on the clock. Okay. You're inbounding from half court and you're down by 2 points. You have Lillard or Paul. Who do you throw to take that last second shot?
I don't know.
You throw it to Paul. You think Paul's gonna hit a deep three to win a game for you over
Okay,
Lillard?
so are you just saying that like if you just chose Lillard, he would instantly make a half court shot?
I did
What is this
not.
logic you're
I think
using?
the percentage is much higher. I think Lillard is a better
That
shooter, a
doesn't mean
better scorer.
anything. And well, regardless of whether he's a better shooter or a better scorer, they still have a high chance of missing the half court shot.
I didn't say he was taking a half court shot. I said he was taking a long three. So whatever that is, that's.
Oh, now we're changing it to that. Okay.
Oh, I said you're inbounding from half court, meaning you're probably going to get the ball between half court and the 3-point line, which means
Okay,
it's
I
probably going
love
to be
how
a
you
30-foot.
describe it now. You
Yeah.
give me all the details now after I've said my
Okay, you
answer.
know
That
what?
makes a
Let's
lot of
just
sense.
both say who the best player was in the history of the NBA, Tracy McGrady. Okay, cool. Now we're done.
Almost feel like maybe we should take out the sports segment altogether since you're just embarrassing yourself.
Tracy
Oh
McGrady
my
was the
goodness.
man of the
I don't
hour.
even know if we can do this anymore. I just
Well, hey, this brings up great debate topics. Let's debate
Oh
Tracy
yeah,
McGrady.
that's a good reason to say ridiculous things.
Tracy,
That's a great reason.
wow, you have no respect for Tracy McGrady. That's terrible.
I'm not saying I don't have respect for him, but you're saying he's the
I'm
best in the game. Really?
saying he's one of the best in the game.
Oh my goodness. So then that's going to lead me down this path of asking, where do you rank him? Where do you rank him on this list of the best players to play in the game? Where?
Like all time? Like,
oh, don't ask me questions now as if you don't know what I'm talking about. You're the one that said he was one of the best, so give me an answer.
Okay, well, if he's one of the best, he's one of the best. That's all I got to say, yeah.
Well, you should know since you said it. Okay. What is his rank?
Well, okay, since okay, let's just do since Jordan came in the league. Let's do it since then. Great, this is trouble. Okay, there's trouble on the horizon. So Jordan, Bryant, James, and McGrady. Those are my top four since Jordan has come in the league.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to FaceTime Contest. What?
Did you say contentions again? Contestions?
I keep saying that. You it's got me all riled up. I can't even think.
It's confession. You're so upset. You can't think.
Yeah. I'm just upset.
Don't be upset, Dorothy. Be happy that you
were. We'll see you next time. We'll see you next time, guys.
We'll see you. So we're just gonna end it like that.
We might as well. It's all. It can't go any more downhill than it is.
Okay. Well, it's going actually uphill. I thought.
Wow. Oh, Tracy McGrady's what, fourth all time?
Well, he's one of the top four of all time.
He's one of the top four of all time.
Yeah, FaceTime Confessions is still going, by the way, people, so we didn't actually sign off yet.
Might as well just call it contentions.
What is that even mean? What is,
can I don't
please,
know.
Can you please give the audience a definition of what contentions? Is it contentions or contestions? It's like congestion, or I don't even know what you're trying to say. Nobody knows. Tracy McGrady scored 13 points in like 12 seconds or whatever it was.
You're not even funny right now. It's not even funny. It's just, you're just ridiculous. You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
I mean, I can't even have this discussion with you right now. I can't even debate this.
Really?
It's not even a debate.
It's not even a debate. Well, you know what's a debate? You know what is a debate? Who wins the NBA title this year? Who wins it all?
Warriors.
Wow, the injury-plagued Warriors. Really? They knock off Houston and Portland? Really?
Well, nobody's had an answer for them basically any year that they've played in the last 3 or 4 years, so... I suppose Cleveland has won it in between then, but other than that, nobody's had an answer for them. So until I see otherwise, I just can't choose against them. I would assume that Curry's coming back healthy and he'll be ready to go. And maybe they're even being extra cautious with him as far as when they're going to let him come back so that he can be even better. And so then they'll have him, they'll have Durant, I'm sure, fully rested and fully healthy. They've got a few games, a few days before the playoff starts. And so, I mean, they've got time to rest up a little bit. I think everybody will be ready to go. And when they're fully healthy, they're the most dangerous team.
The most dangerous team.
The moist
dangerous team.
The most moist team.
Yeah, so I got a problem with that. The Warriors, dude, they are... You're picking a team because of what they've done in the past, not what they are this year. I don't like that.
Well, what else can I go off of?
Well, you can go off of what they are this year. This year, they're not as good as they've been. Can we say that? Can we agree that they're not as good as they've been?
Well, I mean...
Is this the best Warriors team you've seen? Yes
or no? It's obviously true because... They're not as good as their historic 73-9 record that they had.
Right. This team is not even as good as last year's. This team's not even as good as last year's team, man.
Okay, fine. That's great. But even if they're not as good as last year's team, I mean, they still have a legitimate shot.
But yeah, they have a legitimate shot, but... Okay, let's just look at your hero, Chris Paul, and what he's doing for the Rockets.
Okay, and if we're basing it off of what they've done this year, okay, well, the Rockets are, what, 65-16? They got one game left. They have the best record in the NBA, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, they're good with old Chris Paul.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're right. So your Chris Paul pick is right, And
Okay, now it's right. You were knocking him initially. That's funny.
well, yeah, I'm not gonna, I don't think he's one of the top 10 players in the NBA, but I'm gonna say he's good, and I'm gonna say alongside Harden, he's really good, and I'm gonna say that the Rockets as a whole are very good, and I'm gonna say the Rockets have, I think, a much better chance than the Warriors to get to the promised land and to.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I could say that. Maybe it's debatable to switch him out with some other player, put him in the top 10, whatever. Okay, that's fine. But you know what, though? Here's what it comes down to, and this is why I think that you're out of line.
I'm not out of
Because
line. Oh, wow.
you don't like the Warriors, and so because you don't want them to win, you're gonna say that somebody else is gonna win the title. You're not gonna be objective about this. Why would I
Yeah.
ever think that?
You know
So
what?
of course you're not gonna agree with me on that.
Well, you know
I'm
what?
not looking at I'm not a fan of the Warriors, but that doesn't mean that I'm gonna just like forget that they're a
Well, you
legitimate
should.
team.
Well, you should. You should forget.
Superstar talent. I mean,
Superstar talent, yeah. They only have two of the top 10 best players in the NBA.
so what? So what?
That was actually a good thing, but
Only, yeah, okay.
they got Klay Thompson, the guy who never gets
Yeah.
credit.
I do wonder if he's going to be gone next year. I just wonder about that.
I don't know. It feels like he's like ever since they brought Durant in, that, yeah.
Wait, do you know something that I don't know? They bought Durant.
Yeah, they bought Durant. Yeah. Well, I'm sure they did. I mean, they're paying him a salary, so they basically bought him. But
That's true. They basically did.
yeah. But I mean, I feel like it was the Splash Brothers before Durant came in, and then Durant came in. I feel like Klay just kind of faded a little bit to the background. I mean, he still has good games and stuff, but I feel like I don't know, man. It's a good question. He's a good player. I don't know.
Let's just maybe save the rest of this for the next episode, then we can
Yeah,
maybe discuss
we
this
can
more in
discuss
depth.
Warriors. We'll get more in depth with the Warriors next time. Yeah.
Yeah, and let's have you elaborate on why you don't like them so much, and
That
we can save that for the next episode for sure, because people are going to
that'll
want
be
to
a
hear
good one.
this. Yeah.
All right, Dorothy, you want to sign us off? Or do you want me to do
All
it?
right. I don't. It's your turn. I'm upset, so you need to make up for it by closing.
Dorothy, I think you need to not be upset. I think when you're upset, it just ruins your mood.
Or anybody else's.
Yeah, everybody else is ruined life because of you. I have no idea what I just said. That made no sense. Everybody else
Yeah,
is ruined
I
life.
don't know what you said, and just let's stay on task here.
Okay, let's just end the episode. Okay, so thanks guys for tuning in to another episode of FaceTime Confessions. This has been a wonderful episode with Billy and Dorothy. And if you guys have yet to subscribe or to like or rate us, please do so. Thank you. We'll chat with you. We'll tune in. Please tune in. Tune in next time. Tune in next time.
Okay, that's real worthy. That's real worthy.
Tune in next time.
Just the way you like just got stuck on that.
I know. I always get stuck on that.
Oh man. Oh.
Do I have to sign off again, or can we just end it with that?
Oh, are we still on? Oh, okay. Yeah,
Oh, great.
you need to do it one more time a little better, because that's
A
embarrassing.
little better. Oh, boy. Well, great. I don't even know what to say now. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to another episode of FaceTime Confessions. This has been Dorothy and Billy. Dorothy, Billy. Gosh, dang it.
Many times
Oh,
can you
man.
say that?
I don't
Billy
know.
Dorothy, Dorothy, Billy, Billy Dorothy.
Billy,
I
Dorothy.
think
Dorothy
people
and
know who we
Billy.
are. We only need to say it once.
Billy, Dorothy.
Jeez,
Thank you
there's like
guys
a
for tuning in. Thank you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You guys,
Look
we
at
really
your head.
appreciate.
Your head is gleaming with sweat.
We appreciate you guys. Yeah, I'm just drenched in sweat. We appreciate you guys tuning in to FaceTime Confessions, and it's been a pleasure servicing you. Did we service them? We didn't service them.
Okay. Just
It's
come
been a
on, dude.
pleasure. Yeah. Guys, it's been such a pleasure, and Billy is really happy, and Dorothy's really happy. And whoever I am, I'm really happy as well that you stopped in to tune in to FaceTime Confessions. Dorothy, maybe you should do the sign off.
Oh man, I just don't understand this.
How about you just sign it off, dude?
All right, guys, I'm so sorry for what you had to listen to. That was probably torturous, but thanks again for tuning in. stay tuned for our next episode. We will see you next time.
And now for the blooper reel. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of FaceTime Confessions. Confessions. I'm here. I'm Dorothy. I'm gosh darn it, I'm Billy. Why do I always forget my name? I'm
the
Billy.
Real. The real.
You're Dorothy.
Add that. I am Dorothy. I'm not Billy. I'm Dorothy.
You're Dorothy. I'm Billy. Those temptations that they are seeing, I don't know, that those aren't, you know, those are, that's, and that's something they don't want to really get involved with. Oh, no. It's, no, no. I think that, what are you doing with your face so close to the, I don't want to see your face that close. That's great. How about you go high? There you go. That's good. Yeah, keep the phone pointed up. So, okay, that didn't work, Dorothy. There you go. Okay. Well, this is great. I can't talk because you keep bringing the phone back down to your face. Okay. Well, maybe you should talk while you keep doing that. Go
okay,
for it.
Okay, well, I guess I was just hoping you would elaborate on what you were trying to say.
I don't remember what I was saying because you kept playing with your phone. Great.
I wasn't playing with my phone. I was just trying to
get a better picture.
Well, I mean, I guess it's up for interpretation, but whatever. Anyway, so this is what I'm gathering from you, is that you don't really know what you were saying.
Yeah, I don't know what I was saying. I'm actually trying to remember right now what we were talking about. We were talking about... We were talking about what? Yeah, where were we? Help me out, dude.
This is great. Throw me a bone. We're like 5 or so minutes into the episode and we don't even know where we were at. Is this really what's happening right now?
Can you please just throw me a bone and tell me what we were talking about? Yeah. Or what we were talking about.
Or maybe I should just make you suffer and let you try to figure it out while I just sit here in silence.
Yeah, let's just have a silent podcast while Billy tries to figure out what was going on. Okay, so Billy was talking about...
No pressure.
Yeah, Billy was talking about how relationships and social media, just seeing people on